Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Stuck at the border as officials wait for confirmation that Syrian troops and rebels are committed to upholding the shaky ceasefire agreed to last week. United Nations aid trucks packed with supplies for civilians trapped in the besieged city of Aleppo are still stuck at the border. The trucks have not been given the go-ahead by the Assad regime to enter northern Syria from Turkey. UN humanitarian officials in Geneva expressed their frustration on Friday.
So as I say, it's highly frustrating. We know the world is watching.
Jens Lerke is a spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
We are as ready to go as we can possibly be. The modalities for ensuring safe passage have not yet been cleared and given to us so that we can move.
Now, that fragile three-day-old Syrian ceasefire negotiated by the U.S. and Russia appears increasingly troubled, with Moscow accusing Washington of failing to rein in rebel militias and insurgent commanders saying there's little point to the truce while Syria's President Bashar al-Assad continues to block U.N. aid from reaching the besieged city of Aleppo. On Thursday, a Russian military spokesman accused the U.S. of covering up the actions of rebels it supports in Syria. In the meantime, the U.S. State Department also voiced skepticism about Russia's level of commitment to the ceasefire and said more time and effort would be needed to coordinate airstrikes and set up a joint command center. A Swedish appeals court has upheld an arrest warrant for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on rape allegations. Assange has repeatedly denied the accusation that he raped a woman in 2010 and has tried several times to have the case dismissed. This is VOA News. European